Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight podcast hosted by Business Day. My name is Mudiwa Kavaza. And on the line today, we are joined by Richard D'Souza, who is the senior partner at Altcoin Trader. That is a local cryptocurrency exchange. And some news that's come out today just around FNB shutting down bank accounts that are related to cryptocurrency exchanges. Richard, am I understanding this correctly? Is it all cryptocurrency related accounts? Is it the exchanges? What's actually going on?
You are in fact understanding it correctly. This has been happening for a couple of months that we, we initially heard about it a couple of months ago, that FNB had taken a decision that they were going to terminate the banking services and, in fact, all financial services to all crypto-related businesses. So it's not only exchanges, it's anyone who deals with cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin. Obviously, there's been a lot of negotiations, and the news was really made public earlier today. So that's why, now it's come out and everyone's talking about it.
You said it's been going on for a number of months now. What's actually sparked the issue? What was the genesis? Why are they actually doing this?
Well, as you know, banking institutions are not obliged to give the reasons that they are terminating their services. So they can simply choose whoever they want to bank with, which is a little bit odd in my opinion. However, I think that they have really just said that they do not have the risk appetite for cryptocurrency exchanges. I think some of the reason that it's been going on for some time is because while we found that the South African regulators have been working with exchanges like ourselves, like Altcoin Trader, and they have basically paved a way for us to work. So we know what is needed and what is not needed, and it is a work in progress. So it's constantly been upgraded, and we felt reasonably secure that because the regulators were on board and we were all working together with them, that FNB would actually defer this decision and would allow us to continue to bank with them. And I think that's some of the explanation why it's continued for months. Now, there is of course a rumor out that FNB has not made this decision locally, and they are being pressured by the international power that be to actually terminate the cryptocurrency exchanges.
Yes.
How true that is, I'm not sure, but that is certainly what is circulating at this stage.
Is FNB the only bank that has done this up to this point?
FNB is certainly the only one that have done it in this way. Earlier this year, we had some issues with APSA, and it was pretty much that we just couldn't see eye to eye with APSA on a lot of the fraud issues that were taking place within the APSA platform. And they then turned around and said, look, we can't work with crypto. And I noticed that they're not working with any of the other crypto exchanges. So I know that APSA, although have not officially said it, are not favorable with crypto. But FNB have come out, they've done it, in my opinion, in the right way, and they've said, okay, guys, this is our final decision, and we don't want to work with crypto. As far as the other major banks go, they have indicated that they are happy to work with crypto, especially in light with the fact that the regulators are happy with the way that the industry is being run and is the control they have over the industry at this stage. So the other major banks seem positive, and I don't think at this stage it is really a cause for concern. However, of course, if those other banks do choose to follow, we might find ourselves in a very precarious situation.
Just for clarity, can we just get confirmation that as Altcoin Trader, you guys have been affected by this decision by FNB?
We certainly have been affected by it. And as I said, we first heard about this a couple of months ago. What we have managed to do in the interim is successfully negotiate an extension. They were initially set to terminate the account at the end of November, but a couple of months back we managed to negotiate that they would only terminate our services in March of 2020.
Yes.
Now, we of course are hoping that that decision will once again be overturned and we can either get an extension or that they will just continue to allow us to bank with them. And that's why there's been a delay to bringing this public, because it hasn't been finalized up until this point.
Is there any indication of how many exchanges have actually been affected by this? And, perhaps you could give our listeners an idea just from your own exchange what the deal flow is looking like on a daily basis.
Look, I think it is at this stage, FNB is one of the major banking partners of the crypto industry. So it certainly is going to have a big effect. And I know that it has affected every exchange that I'm aware of, certainly all the major players. We have also been in discussion and, brought this to light amongst each other. But every exchange, every major exchange that is local in South Africa is affected by this decision. So it is an industry-wide decision. It's not isolated or targeted at any specific exchange.
Okay. And then I guess going forward, do you expect FNB to actually, go back? Because from my understanding, the options left to cryptocurrency exchanges and any other crypto operators is Standard Bank, Capitec, and is it Nedbank now?
It is in fact Standard Bank and Nedbank. Capitec do not have a business banking
Okay.
system. Neither does Africa Bank. But that does certainly bring up a very interesting point because there are a lot of new banks that are springing up every day. So we've got, Tyme Bank, we've got Bank Zero, and we've got a lot of banking licenses that are being issued. And I'm sure at some point these banks, smaller banks, will start getting hungry for business and will possibly entertain the cryptocurrency industry, which will be huge undertake for them. So it's a very interesting time that we're in, and the future is very uncertain at this stage.
Okay. I guess going forward, do you anticipate that the regulator might actually come and step in, perhaps rectify or, salvage the situation in your favor, or do you see a bit of a stalemate in place simply because in our previous conversations it sounded like crypto exchanges such as yourselves had a pretty good relationship with the central bank?
Look, we certainly have a good relationship with the Reserve Bank and with the Financial Intelligence Center. And this has certainly been raised with both of those departments. I think that their hands are pretty much tied because the banking sector is private. And as I mentioned earlier, they have the sole ability to choose who they want to bank with and who they don't want to bank with. So much so that they don't have to provide a reason why they don't want to bank with someone. So it's still very much an open market. So I don't think that the regulators are in a position to put pressure on the commercial banks to say bank, provide services for these people. However, it is going to also be interesting because at some stage the demand for crypto will have to be serviced, whether that be in cash or whether that be at some alternative, which we are looking into all of the time. The needs of the clients out there are going to need to be met. So we're going to see some very interesting innovation being rolled out if banks no longer want to service the current industry.
Okay. And then I guess one of the things that the listeners or the general public might be interested to know is earlier on you spoke about the fact that all cryptocurrency related, it doesn't have to be exchanges, but anyone who's dealing in cryptocurrency, if I am a private individual and I have regularly been making deposits perhaps with your exchange because I want to buy Ripple or Bitcoin, for example. Will FNB have any issues with my account? Am I affected as a private citizen who used to who deals in cryptocurrency, or is it strictly just for the exchanges for now and any other businesses that are dealing in crypto?
Now that is a very interesting question. Now we have seen that type of thing actually taking place overseas. A lot of people on YouTube have been reporting that, the banks are now dictating where and with whom they may spend their money, which in my opinion is an infringement on a person's rights and your ability to exercise commerce as you see. But I'm not aware of any cases like that in South Africa. Now, why I say it's an interesting question, because let's take the scenario where FNB's no longer have a bank account with Altcoin Trader. So that FNB client would choose to make a deposit into, for example, our standard bank account. And I don't think that FNB would have the stretch or would reach out and refuse them, the ability or the freedom to make a deposit into another standard bank account, especially with the fact that we are operating with the regulators and if we are a legal company and we are not doing anything wrong. So I really think if it got to that stage, it would be, it would be an eye-opener and it would be a case where banks are dictating what clients can do with their money. Having said that, FNB does stand to lose a lot of clients because passionate cryptocurrency traders, they want to move their money in and out quick. So if you, for example, bank with FNB now, you may need to take a decision for efficiency's sake to choose another bank or to get an additional bank account so that you can do instant transfers in or out of not only our exchange, but any exchange in the industry.
Okay. And then lastly, I guess, following on from that point is, as exchanges, have you been in touch, in contact? You said this has been going on for a number of months now. From an industry point of view, what is the common thinking and the way forward then?
We have been in touch and, obviously we have spoken to each other. I think for the first time we started to see some cooperation between the major players in the industry. And I would need to say that we are looking at alternatives and we are looking at ways to streamline and to handle this situation, so that the industry can continue to flourish. Because remember, for a lot of people, this is not about business. This is about ushering in an alternative financial solution to humanity and to allow people the freedom to choose and the freedom to actually have private, confidential financial transactions. So it's more than business. It's a revolution that people are doing because they are passionate about it. Myself included, that is probably my sole reason why I am so excited about crypto, because I believe it has the ability to relieve poverty and to uplift us in a financial sense as a human race.
And are you able to share what some of the alternatives that are being discussed are?
Well, as you know, in the crypto space, there are a lot of very, very innovative DeFi solutions. But at this stage, I don't think it would be beneficial for us to share them. At this stage, there is nothing that is going to solve this problem or this crisis in the short term. But obviously, over time, things will develop. But I think, when you put a couple of people in a room and we start to share ideas, you don't know what can come out of that.
Okay, so that's been it. We've been on the line with Richard D'Souza, who is senior partner at Altcoin Trader, and he's just been giving us some insights into what's been going on. The news coming out this week that FNB has shut down or is shutting down accounts that are related to crypto businesses, such as exchanges or anyone who's dealing with crypto that's on the business side. And he's saying that it's something that's actually affected them as an exchange. And as an industry, they have come together to actually explore some of the alternatives that may be available to them. Not quite ready to share with the market as yet what these will be, but there certainly is cooperation that's happening on that end. So that's been it. Thank you so much to everyone who was listening. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Life under the Podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. And then on Twitter, we're BD Spotlight. And then remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you so much to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller, and I've been Modiwa Gavaza. Thank you. This has been the Business Day Spotlight. Remember, we are a multimedia live production. So to everyone and out there, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and a good morning.